Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Don't pay the nurses, pay the vaccine damaged. This is my column for Unity News Network of the 12th of February, 2023. Last week I saw the London premiere of the film Safe and Effective, A Second Opinion. The film was made late in 2022 and produced by Oracle Films, was directed by Philip Wiseman and narrated by John Bowe. The showing opened a packed meeting of over 900 people organised by the online newspaper TCW Defending Freedom on the theme Celebrating Dissent. As described in my column for the Daily Skeptic, the focus of the film was on people who believed they'd been harmed by the mRNA vaccines, with some moving interviews. The film features some clips of Bill Gates, Boris Johnson and Tony Blair, which were drowned out by booing from the audience. The film only focuses on a handful of cases. Some people are not willing to come forward, others have been convinced that their problems or those of their loved ones have not been caused by the COVID vaccines, and still others, aware of the damage, persist in the delusion of the vaccine narrative. In the film, we meet someone who had a leg amputated, a once fit young man unable to walk even a short distance, a championship dancer whose career had been ended, a bubbly young tour guide who was currently having oxygen therapy, and a grieving and recently married widow. All these people had been damaged by the COVID vaccine, and that was medically confirmed. I have a friend whose eyesight was only saved by the fact that he went for a routine eye test and the damage in his eye, COVID vaccine induced, was picked up by an alert optician. He's now having treatment, which will save his eyesight. There were other vaccine-damaged people at the event in London. Not all the people featured in Safe and Effective had been compensated. Those who had been had received the maximum amount, a paltry £120,000. That's approximately 2 years' salary, or less than someone retiring from academia or the NHS will receive in lump sum from their pension scheme. £120,000 for lost livelihood, lost lifestyle, and even loss of a husband. While the scandal continues, and with the Department of Health and Social Care, as repeatedly stated in Safe and Effective, refusing to comment, it looks likely that a significant pay rise will eventually be paid to the nurses working in the NHS. As I've previously pointed out, these are nurses, many of whom did very little during the pandemic, yet remained on full pay. A recent report shows, in addition to the fact that locking down and closing hospitals, thus the indolence of many and the copious TikTok videos, was a deadly decision, the outcomes of which we are reaping now, that no NHS trust was at full capacity for ICU beds. The maximum was 90%, which is about normal for many units. Some were as low as 40%, and likewise, no NHS trust was at full capacity for beds, some very far from it. The nurses seem to be persisting in their ridiculous claim, which we cannot afford, and which will fuel further inflation and further pay claims. And these caring and self-sacrificing angels are threatening further industrial action. Nurses may well have a case for a pay rise, but they're also rolling the issue of patient safety into their claim. As Charles Moore said in The Spectator, since their own actions are designed to threaten patient safety, they are losing the right to pass judgment. My view is that we should not be paying the nurses anything by way of a pay rise until those who have been injured by the COVID vaccines are properly and handsomely compensated. That should be our priority.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.